We are back with Second Date Update. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3. We just spoke with Jake about the date he had with Wendy, which sounds like a pretty good one. They went to see Sonic the Hedgehog. And of course, this is what happens with Second Date Update. The other person's not calling him back. So we're going to call Wendy right now and find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Wendy?
Hi, yeah, it is. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We're wonderful. Do you mind if we chat with you a little bit about Jake? Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, I have a few minutes, but I don't want to waste them talking about Jake.
Okay. So I'm sensing something happened. Do you mind? I know you don't want to talk about Jake, but can you just explain a little bit as to what happened?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, on our first date, he just, like, broke one of the rules of dating.
Which was?
He asked me how old I was.
Oh, okay. And that kind of upset you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe he did that. I just thought it was so disrespectful and rude.
Well, was he nice about it? Like, how did he ask you?
He tried to be nice about it, right? But it was, like, sort of a backhanded compliment.
Okay. So he broke one of the cardinal rules of dating. But did you like him other than that? Other than the whole age thing?
I mean, it was just kind of hard to enjoy anything after that. It, like, really bothered me. And I was really upset internally about it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and bring Jake on. He's been on the phone with us this entire time. Jake, you want to say something?
I mean, not really. I didn't think this would be the reason you're ignoring me. I mean,
why wouldn't it be? That was so rude. Like, you just don't ask. Like, especially on the first date.
All I really said was that you looked really young. That's all I said, was that you looked young.
And then you asked me how old I was. Like, I wasn't young.
I know, and you didn't have to answer me, and you didn't answer me anyway, so.
I mean, there's no way I would answer that.
I mean, look, I wasn't, like, trying to be a dick about it. It just kind of made me believe that you're probably way older than I am, so.
But it's not any of your business.
I guess not, but
based
on this whole reaction, my guess is that you're at least, like, 40-something.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Look, we're constantly judged on our age and how old we are, and we're always supposed to be young, and I'm just so tired of men asking me how old I am.
I might as well speculate, right? I mean, I highly doubt we're going to go out again, so I don't know.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And so, how old do you think she sounds?
She sounds young to me. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. I feel like when you're first starting out a date, if somebody asks you age, I don't think it should be that big of a deal, but I understand where you're coming from, Wendy, when, you know, I see how it could be rude and you're tired of people asking your age all the time. But I also see why Jake would probably ask an age. I mean, especially if he doesn't want to date somebody super young. I mean, I know age doesn't really play a factor into things, but maybe this whole thing is just a miscommunication, or, you know, is there any way that you guys could work around this? I mean, because it seems kind of silly.
No, I don't think it's silly. I don't want to, I don't want to see him again.
Okay. Well, Wendy, I appreciate your time. I'm so sorry we bothered you.
Thank you. It's okay.
Whatever. It's fine. Sorry.
Jake, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks for your help.
Hits 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.